Morning. Today's daf is daf Tzadiches in Menachos. A lot of architecture today, a lot of design discussion today. We are back on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, and we start with a pasuk from Yecheskel. We are learning a basic machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in terms of linear measurements, meaning we know the following. We know that there's something called an amma, and an amma is one of the basic measuring linear measurements that's used throughout the Torah. And what exactly is the length of an amma? So generally speaking, we say an amma 6 tefachim. So you have an amma that's usually comprised of 6 fists. So a fist is generally speaking 3 to 4 inches. And so an amma, let's just work with 4 inches. So therefore an amma is generally speaking 24 inches. So an amma is about 2 feet. Okay? And that's an approximation. And obviously I don't have certainty in terms of the exact conversion, but it doesn't matter. Okay, let's just assume that an amma is generally speaking 2 feet. So in the base of Mikdash, we know that generally speaking, things are configured and based on a linear measurement of an amma. So we have the Mizbeach, we have the Shulchan, right, with many things that are based on an amma. There is a machlokes in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. We saw the machlokes yesterday. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. Let's go back to Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, just to the bottom of the page. Let's start from the beginning of the sugya. 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah over there. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Amma Shayu BeMikdash Beinonios. All the Ammas that were used in the base of Mikdash were Beinonios. They were middle, average Ammas. What does that mean, Beinonios? What it means is 6, but we'll talk more about that later, because if it says Beinoni, so that probably means it does something even larger than 6. So what could possibly be larger than 6? Okay, we'll stay tuned. We'll discuss that at the end of today's daf. So chutz mi mizbech hazav v'akaron hasov v'ayisod, except for the golden mizbech, that's the one in the heichal, that's the one the ketoros is burnt on, and the blood of your par chatas is sprinkled. The par of Yom Kippur sprinkled on the inner one, on the golden mizbech. So chutz mi mizbech hazav v'akaron hasov v'ayisod, and the horn, and the ledge, and the foundation of the outer mizbeach, those are measured with 5 tefach measurements. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amas Binyan, Shisha Tefachim, B'shal Kelim Chamisha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not correct. The Binyan, the building, is always going to be built with 6 tefachim, and Kelim and utensils are going to be used with 5 tefach measurements. Okay? So far what we have learned now, basic machlokas, Shin Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the standard amma measurement is 6 tefachim. There are times when we're going to use a 5 tefach measurement. It's just a debate between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda when those 5 tefach ammas are going to be used, right? It's 1/6 smaller, so 18% shorter than the average one. And so according to Rav Yehuda, it's used, let's start with Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, it's used for the building of the Mizbeach, inner and outer Mizbeach, 5 tefach measurements. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's only for the Kelim, only for the utensils in the base of Mikdash, not for any actual edifice. For the edifice is for anything that's building, which includes the outer Mizbeach, that's going to be a 6 tefach amma. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshan. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, look, this debate between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is really expresses itself in a pasuk in Yecheskel. In fact, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda both turn to that same pasuk in Yecheskel to gain understanding into this machlokas. The pasuk says like this: Ve'elam midos ha-mizbeach. This is a measurement of the mizbeach. Now, this is Yecheskel describing the actual measurements of the mizbeach, and it says Ve'elam midos ha-mizbeach ba'amos amma v'tofach. We have an amma which is made of amma v'tofach. Right, this is your standard amma measurement. It's described over here as amma v'tofach, 1 amma plus a tefach. What does that mean? It means that we're going to take our, in the pasuk in Yecheskel, we're going to take our amma measurement, which we're going to assume is 5. We're going to add a tefach, and that gets us to 6. Okay, elamidas mizbech ba'amos. I'm sorry, ba'amos amma v'tofach. So there's this amma measurement, which is 5, and then there's amma v'tofach. V'cheka amma, v'amma rochav, u'gvula al-sifasa saviv zeres ha'echad, v'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. And then the pasuk in Yecheskel describes different parts of the mizbeach which are used by measuring the amma measurement. Now, what parts are we describing over here? The Gemara then goes on to explain. Cheka amma is the yesod. So the cheka amma refers to the foundation. That's the base. Amar Rochav Zesovev. The Amar Rochav is referring to the ledge. There's a ledge around the Mizbech. We discussed this at length. Ugvula El Stefasa Saviv Zeres HaAchad Elu Kronos. And that thing which goes around the Mizbech, that's referring to the horns, the four horns of the Mizbech. Zegav HaMizbech, the Pasuk Yecheskel goes on to describe that literally the back of the Mizbech is the Mizbech Hazav, that refers to the golden Mizbech. Good. So far we've now quoted the Pasuk Yecheskel. We've also expounded the Pasuk Yecheskel in terms of identifying what he's actually talking about. Now, Rabbi Meir Savar, Zehu Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. Now, Rabbi Meir looks at this list that we just gave and said, everything mentioned in this pasuk is measured with a 5 tefach measurement, hakolamus kelim ba'ama bashesh, which means that for all the kelim, you use a 6 tefach measuring. That is Rav Meir's understanding. We'll come back to him in just a moment. Rav Yehuda savar kazeh yu kol amos kelim, and Rav Yehuda says no, you use this one for all the amos of kelim. Okay, so a question of, are we limiting it just to this? Are we going to extend it to other kelim as well? Okay. We will come back to that in just a moment. Kasakadacha, now, here we go. Okay, extraordinarily technical discussion right now, but the Gemara is going to have it, so we're going to have it as well. Okay, we've described the Mizbeach a number of times. Okay, there's the Yesod, there's the Sovev, then there's the Mizbeach, and then there are the Kronos on top. Kronos. Okay, your measurements for today are going to be 1, 3, 3, and 1. Okay, one for the foundation, one for the area called the Sovev. The area of the box on top of the Sovev is, I guess we'll call it the Mizbeach, and then the Kronos on top. So 1, 3, 5, and 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 on what did I mess up?
Sovev.
Sovev.
The Sovev is 5.
It's 5.
Yeah, it's the third one up.
The third one up is five.
Seems strange, seems like.
Yes, I'm sorry, that's correct. Okay, so 1, 3, 5, and 1. All right, good. All right, now these numbers that I just gave you are Amma numbers, right? These are Amma numbers, not Tefach numbers. Now what the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to really think it through and say to itself, does this work? Meaning, how are we going to measure? Are we going to measure with 6 or are we going to measure with 5? So the Gemara says, let's see if this actually works out. So now in our Hava, we think that from the Yesod, which is the foundation, up to the Sovev is Ba'ama Basay. So that's going to be 5. Now, but let's do this.
This is 1, 5, 3, 5, 1.
Okay, huh?
It's 1, 5, 3, 1.
These two are switched.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, 1, 5, 3, 1.
Okay. Didn't look right. Didn't feel right. Okay. There we go. Okay. Now, if we were just to say it like this, nice and simple, each one of these amas that are discussed over here are 6 tefach amas, so the total would be 60 tefachim, from top to bottom. Right? Meaning, every ama over here represents 6 tefachim, right. 10 amas in total, 10 times 6 is 60 tefachim. Okay, that would be easy, and that would be if each one of those are represented by 6 tefach amah. The Gemara says, okay, but remember, we just learned this pasuk in Yecheskel, and according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, really, they have part of the Mizbeach not made up of 6 tefach, but rather 5 tefach. So the Gemara says, so how is this going to work out? So Rav Yehuda Sefer, I'm sorry, Kasakadacha miyasod v'at sovev, from the yasod until the sovev, v'ama bas hei, begova. So my cheik ha'ama v'ama rochev hachi ka'amar. Mi cheik ha'ama v'ad rochav. So this is now going to be our interpretation of the pasuk. From, we're going to go vertical, meaning not horizontal, which is later on this morning, but right now we're going to go vertical. From the Chek Ha'ama, which is now as we identified as being the Yesod, from the foundation, Ad Rochav, until the Rochav, right, literally the width, Bas Chamisha. So Govam is Be'ach Kamehave, Eser Amos. So we know, from top to bottom is 10 Amos. Shis B'nei Chamisha, Chamisha. 6 of them, meaning from here, well, this is what the Gemara is now suggesting. From here to here, is going to be made up of, these amas are made up of 5 tefachim. So 6 times 5?
30.
30 tefachim. Now, from here to here, right?
It's 24.
Let me just be clearer, so it was 5 tefachim times 6 equals 30. That's 30 tefachim. And from here to here, this is 4. This, the Gemara is going to assume, is 6 tefachim times 4, because there are 4 over here.
24.
So equals 24. Okay. This is now what the Gemara is suggesting in terms of how to incorporate the Pasuk in Yecheskel into our dimensions. These bottoms, the Chek and the Rochav, are made up of 5 tefachim, and the top two parts are made up of 6 tefachim. So that's okay. That gets you to 54 tefachim. So what?
All right. Why is there such an inconsistency? Like, why would they...
This is a mandate of the Pesukim. I don't have... There's no Svara over here in terms of why it should be. This is just simply how we're interpreting the Pesukim. So now the Gemara is going to go through what we already figured out. So now the total vertical height of the Mizbech is Chamisha V'Arba. So that means it's 54. Okay, good. Now, we know with the Mizbeach, there's a separation between top and bottom half. Right, we've discussed this from the beginning of Zvachim. Some bloods have to be sprinkled on the top half of the Mizbeach. Some bloods have to be sprinkled on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Right, the Damim Elyonim, Damim Tachtonim. So what we need to do now is find the center point of the Mizbeach. Well, that's easy. Meaning if your total now is 54 and you divide 54 in half, that gets you to 27. So that means now that at marker number 27, which is somewhere about here, this is going to be, based on what we're saying right now, this is going to be the chut ha-sikra, the red line that separates the top from the bottom. Right? And that's going to be, based on our calculations, that's going to be 3 tefachim below the ledge. Meaning the ledge over here drops down 1 plus 3 is 4. That's 24 tefachim. So the midpoint is going to be 27.
Yeah, but there are two different types of...
No, two different types of amma. Right? But in terms of tefachim, here's your tefachim measurement, here's your amma measurement. So in the world of tefachim, so the midpoint is going to be 27 from here to here. Okay. Is that so far so good? Yeah, it's good, but as we'll see in just a moment, it's not great. In fact, there'll be a problem with this. So the Gemara says, look, from the top to the sovet, to that ledge, so that's going to be 24, kama batzala pagim mizbeach. So from the ledge to the midpoint is going to be tlasa. It's going to be 3 tefachim. Good. Our numbers are perfectly in line with the Gemara, which is what we wanted, obviously. Utanan. Now, so far so good, here's going to be the problem. A Mishnah in Midos. Masechta Midos, which we will be learning about a year from now, is going to be the actual linear measurement and a description of the Second Temple. Okay, the Herodian temple, and the Mishnah over there writes V'tanan Chutzal Sikra Chogro BeEmtza. You have the red line that's right in the middle, drawn right in the middle of the Mizbech. Kedei LaHavdo Bein Damim Elyonim LaDamim Tachtonim. And the reason why is because bloods go on the upper half. That's the Dam Chatas. Bloods go on the lower half. That's the blood of all other karbanos in the animal world. Ella Haditanya. So far, so good. No problems yet. There is a brisa, which is going to be a problem. Gabi Ola Sa'of. Now, regarding the Ola Sa'of, so when it comes to birds, everything gets flipped. Meaning that by animals, Chatas goes on the top and everything else, all the other bloods go below. In the world of birds, Ola goes on the top, Chatas goes below. So, Haya Ola, So, Gabi Ola Sa'of. Haya Ola Bakevesh. You would go up the ramp. Now, instead of going all the way to the top, you don't go to the top floor, but you go to the ledge and you're walking around the ledge. And you go to the southeast corner, right? Now, standing on the ledge in the southeast corner, you do malika, right? That is a piercing of the back of the neck of the bird with your thumbnail. Mimul arpa umavdil. Now this is an Ola, so there's a mitzvah of Havdalah, a full separation of head from body. Umotze es dama al ker mizbech. And you do mitzah. You squeeze the blood of the bird on the mizbech. Okay. The im also lamata meraglav. Now here's the key line of this brisa. The brisa says, you're standing now in the southeast corner, you're on the ledge, And you have to do a mitzvah. You squeeze it. Now, where? Anywhere above the midpoint of the Mizbeach. And the Braisa says that if you squeeze, Meiraglav afilu ama achas ksheira, even if you go a full ama below where you're standing, so that means you're on the ledge, I'd be scared of heights over here, and you take the blood and you bend over and you press down on the ledge below you, and even if you go a full ama below where you're standing, so the Mishnah says, or the Braisa says,
what are you talking about though?
It doesn't matter. As you're going to see in just a moment, still, it doesn't matter. If you go a full amma below, you're still okay, right? You're still above the midpoint. Based on the calculations that we just gave, you realize that doesn't work. Here's the problem. Because we've just identified, right, we suggested that this goes up 30, this goes up 24, the total 64, we broke it into half, that's 27. So the 27 tefach point is the midpoint. But if the ledge is 24 from the top, which means 30, the ledge is 30, 33 from the bottom, mm-hmm. right? From the bottom there is 33. So you only have 3 tefachim.
How do you get
33? From the bottom to here, to the ledge.
It's 30.
30. Thank you. So if you're 30 over here and you go, and once you're past 3 tefachim, you're already below the midpoint. But the Braisa says you have a full amma before you get to that midpoint. So now you realize that our numbers have to be wrong based on what the Braisa just told us. Or could be that we're arguing with the Braisa, but the Gemara is not going to entertain that. So Molek is Roshim Himol Arpam Avzel Motzes Damal Kiam Mizbech Vim Asal Amat Miraglav Afilo Am Achas Ksheram. So the Gemara says, Hakayavel Yonel Amat Mishnei Tfachim. So what do you mean? You're below the you're below the Elyona by 2 tefachim. Okay, so the Gemara says, all right, we're going to have to scratch this.
If you go with the 6 tefachim, then it's going to work.
Obviously. Meaning, right, the number that I gave originally over here on this side, right, 60 tefachim, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Right. So essentially what the Gemara is going to say is, that makes more sense. But then we have this Pasuk in Yecheskel, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel is describing the smaller Amma, and we have to say Samsha on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Okay. Good. Elecheka ama kenisa ama. Rochav kenisa gavul asfasa saviv kenisa mizbech. So the Gemara is now going to say that what we're going to do is we're going to change our entire understanding of the Pasuk in Yecheskel. We, so far, have tried to figure him out vertically, meaning that there's a smaller ama used, and that smaller ama is used on a vertical standpoint, like we did over there. Right? And that's how we got from 30 and 24. So the Gemara says, no, let's go horizontal. Now, in just a moment, we're going to come back to that in a moment. Kama havale. But the Gemara says, but before we do that, let's now go to the number 60. Because as Hedy just pointed out, and the Gemara now is going to make this point very clear, if you work with a vertical height of 60, the world is good. And the Brice is good. So kama havalu shisen. So now it gives us total 60. Pag de mizbech kamehave. So now, halfway up the Mizbeach is Talston, so that's going to be 30. Mikarnas Vatstaviv Kama Have Chav Dalid. So that means now that from the from the Kronos to the Sovid, that's going to be 24. Kama Batsala Pagda Mizbeach Shisha. So in other words, good. So if we go to 60, so now 1 plus 3 is 4, 4 times 6 is 24. So going from here to here is 24. That obviously is the same as over there. But going from, let's take that out, going from here to here is now going to be 36. Perfect. You're now standing on the Sove. The Braisa says, right, this halfway point now, the Braisa says you can go down a full amma,
right,
and you'll still be above the halfway point. Perfect. Because the ledge is 36 ammas above ground. Okay, good. So the Gemara says that would work out beautifully.
So that means that the chatat, all chatat would be this, okay?
Yeah, in other words,
both animal and bird.
Well, no, well, both for the animal, the animal has to be done above, the birds have to be done below. Okay, no,
but,
good.
But when you go up on the Kavish and you do bend down, you're still above this
half point. You're still going to be above the half point, and you have a full amma to go.
So for both birds and animals, the same. It's above the half point.
Okay.
No.
For birds, the ola has to be sprinkled above the halfway point, and the chatas has to be sprinkled below.
Okay.
The Torah mandates that you flip in terms of what requires above and what requires below. Okay. So,
still pretty scary. How's he holding on to this?
Without a railing,
I want Emma to work with around.
I'd be scared also. Okay, fine. Umolik Rosha, we did this. Sorry, lost my place. Heavily Shizen, Paganim Mizbech, I'm Havit, Telson, the Kanzra, Tzovit, Kamahavi, Kavdal, Kamabats, Magan Mizbech, Shisha, Batanani, Maslamat, America, Filama, Chas, Ksheva. Okay, so Bamayu Kimta, good. So now we're kind of happy with the vertical. So good. So let's leave it like this, right? The right side is correct, or the right side is right. The left side, the Gemara says basically, that's going to be tough. Right, because the midpoint. Okay, so now we have a pasuk in Yecheskel, and the pasuk in Yecheskel says that they're going to be using shorter amos to build the mizbeach. So now, what we're going to suggest is shorter means horizontal. So b'mayu kimta b'knisum mimatzus mukla b'knisum hatanan. Okay, mizbeach hayeshlosh v'shtayim hashlosh v'shtayim. Okay, so now can we? Yeah, let's leave all this here. So now we're going to go horizontal. Now we know that the total horizontal, now it's a square, so it's 32. Now it's 32 by 32, but right now we could just look at it from a two-dimensional standpoint. Okay, so 32 amas. Now we're going to assume, and you're going to ask me how come we're assuming this, so you'll see later on why. We're going to assume right now that 32 amas means 32 times 6 tfachim. We're going to assume that, and so that gives us a total of, whatever it gives us a total of. Okay,
192.
So what's 192 tfachim? Okay, we're going to assume that. Now what the Gemara is suggesting is, every time we cut in one amma for the Yesod, we cut in one amma for the Sovev, we cut in one amma over here for the Kronos. Okay? So the Gemara now is going to make the suggestion that every time we cut in, we don't use a 6 tefach amma to cut in, we use only a 5 tefach amma to cut in. Okay? And as the Gemara is going to point out, that's going to be problematic. Meaning, we're going to suggest that the pasuk in Yecheskel is talking about these horizontal amas, but then the Gemara is going to say, "But well, that's not good. That's not going to be good as well." So let's see this inside in the Gemara. The Hatanan, we have a Mishnah: Mizbech Hayeshloshim V'Shtayim Hashloshim V'Shtayim Ala Ama V'Kanas Ama Zeu Yesod. One ama up, one ama in. That's the foundation. Nimtza Shloshim Hashloshim. Now, so the Mishnah Mido says. So now you're on the box above the foundation. It's 30 by 30. So the Gemara says that's not correct. Meaning, if this amma that we're using over here is a 5 tefach amma, so from here to here is really 30 plus another 4 tefachim.
Is there going to be the same tefachim for the rest?
And because we started with 192. The Gemara now is suggesting that this is not 6 tefachim, but rather 5 tefachim. So 5 tefachim coming in. So really, this base is going to be actually larger by 1 tefach over here and 1 tefach over here. The Mishnah Mido is describing this 30. It's really 30 plus 30. No, I'm sorry. Not 30 plus 4. I'm sorry. 30 plus 2. Okay, 30 plus 2 tefachim. Okay, so right now we are going against the Mishnah and Midos. And then you're going to realize that every time we go up, you're going to experience the problem is going to only exacerbate. The Gemara says, what do you mean 30? It's 30 plus 2 tefachim. Vesu, and then just keep reading in the Mishnah and Midos. Now you're going to go up one and you're going to go in one. I'm sorry, you're going to go up 5 and you're going to go in one. Nimsa Esra Mushmona. Now the Mishnah in Mido says that this base over here from end to end horizontally is 28. But if we only went in one Amma and that one Amma was a 5 Tefach Amma, I confuse you with that number 5. Let me, right? If this is 5 Tefach, this is 5 Tefach. This is 5 Tefach, this is 5 Tefach. So that means that now this is going to be 28 plus 4 tefachim.
28 amot plus.
28 amot plus 4 tefachim, because we only went 5 tefachim in here and 5 tefachim in here. Okay. And that's not going to be good. So what the Gemara now suggests is, Shmar neva arba tfachim havi. V'chitim akevin delo havi amalo chashiv lei. So the Gemara says, look, the Mishnah Midos is only counting amas. So when you got to the top over there, not the very top, but when you got to the above the sovev, it was 20 plus 4 tfachim. So maybe the Mishnah Midos just, it knows about the 4 tfachim, but it's just 4 tfachim, it's just change. So maybe the Mishnah Midos doesn't count it because it's not a whole number. So the Gemara says, Makum Kranos, Amma Mizeh, Nimsa, Esrim Vishesh, Al Esrim Vishesh, Esrim Visheva Hava. But then the Gemara says, but then what you're going to do is you're going to go in and you're going to get to the Kranos.
They're not on the edge?
The Kranos are on the edge. Right, the Kranos are on the edge, but then the Kranos are going to go in one Amma.
The
depth of the Amma, the depth of the Kranos is one Amma. So now you're going to go in 5 Tfachim over here, and you're going to get now to the top, and it's going to be now 27. Right? Because you only went in 5 Tfachim over here and 5 Tfachim over here. So the Gemara says, so that's going to be, now we got to a whole number. So the Gemara says, low duck. So the Gemara says, Malcolm Hiloch Ragla Kohanim Amma Mizeva Amma Mizeh Nimsa Esrim Va'arbal Esrim Va'arbal Malcolm Hama Aracha. Now, when you get to the very top, meaning, remember we talked about this, you had on the very top, aside from the Amma's going in, you also had a walkway for Kohanim. So let's make a little path over here and a little path over here. So this went in an Amma, and this went in an Amma, and this went in an Amma, and this went in an Amma. So by the time you got to the very top of the Mizbech, the top of the Mizbech that was used for burning, so our numbers come out, the number that should be is the number of 24. But really, it's going to be much more than 24, because every time we indented, we didn't indent a full 6 Tfachim. The Gemara suggested we only indented 5 Tfachim. So you lose 2 Tfachim over here, or not lose, I should say.
You gain
2 Tfachim over here, you gain 2 Tfachim over here. Over here, you're going to gain 2 Tfachim as well. So by the time you get to the top, you're somewhere hovering around the number 26, and the Mishnah in Midos says that the very top is 24. That's going to be a significant problem. So the Gemara says, I said 26. Okay? That is the real number, but meanwhile the Mishnah Midos calls it 24. Now, what are you going to suggest?
But if you have 5 versus 6, then 20 doesn't convert. 25 times 6 is equal.
All right, I'm doing this quickly. I know. Let's just finish up the Gemara's point. V'chite mahachanami lo dak. So the Gemara says, okay, so what? 25, 24. Okay, what's the? You know, maybe that's not such a big deal. But the Gemara says, no. The top part of the mizbeach is precisely 24 by 24, and that's not an approximation, that's an exact number. How do I know that? Based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. V'aksiv ha'ariel. Ariel is the Pasuk in Yecheskel's way of describing the top portion of the Mizbeach, specifically the part that we're burning on. V'ariel, 12 by 12, ravua. Meaning a quarter of it is 12 by 12. Meaning if we were to divide the top into 4 sectionals, so each sectional would be 12 by 12. So that means the totality of the top is 24. Yachol, she'eno ela 12 al 12, kishu amar al arba rivi'av, malamish be'emtza humodish, 12 amalachol ruach v'ruach. We're only giving you from the center to the end is going to be 12, which means that the totality of the top is going to be 24. Good. Okay, now, well, I'm sorry, before we move on to the next part of the Gemara. Good. So what the Gemara just established is that maybe when Yechezkel describes the 5 tefachama, we're talking about each cut in. But as the Gemara now points out, that can't be. Because if we were to cut in only 5 tefachim, not 6 tefachim, so when you start with a base of 32 amas, right? And again, the Gemara will question this assumption in just a moment. But if you start with a base of 32 amas and you're only cutting in 5 tefachamas, so by the time you get to the top, You've gained each time, and you're going to end up with a top of 25 tefachim. I'm sorry, 25 amas, I should say. And the pasuk in Yecheskel says, no, the top's got to be 24. Okay. So the Gemara says, you know, all this would be obviated if we didn't have this assumption. Meaning you assume that the base of the Mizbeach, we know it's 32 amas, but you're assuming 32 amas of 6 tefachim. Maybe the base is going to be 32 of 5 tefachim. Now, if that would be the case, then life would be great. Because now you're starting off with not 192 tefachim, but 32 times 5 is 160. So you're going to start off with 160 tefachim, and now, good, you're going to cut up, and every time you cut up, you're only going to cut 5 tefachim in, but that's fine, because when you get to the top, you will end up on the top with 24 amas. Maybe that's the way to configure the Mizbech, and if that's true, so then we would be fine. The Gemara says, we can't do that based on another Mishnah in Midos. Okay, because you are my Rabbi Revi'a Malam Shemem, so Mother Shem Asar Lechol Ruch Lechol Vechi Tema, and maybe you will suggest the Shismi Nayhu Mi Kara Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Maithilahu Imkein Rav Chala Azara. Then, if this was our assumption that we'd be at 160 over here, the problem then would be the more global picture, and that is the Azara. Now we get to go over here. Okay, and because what's happening is that if this Mizbeach is less than 32 Amas, we know the Gemara is going to go through the entire length of the Azara, from here to here, and this has to be 32 Amas, but not just 32 Amas, 32 Amas, each Amma made up of 6 Tefachim, otherwise we're going to lose out the length of the entire Azara. The Mishnah and Midos accounts for every linear inch of the length of the temple courtyard. Let's go through this Mishnah. Rav Chala Azara did not. Kol ha'azara haitha orach mea v'shmonim v'sheva al rochav mea v'shloshim v'chamesh. It is 187 by 135. Again, this is a description in Mishnah Midos of the Second Temple. Mi Mizrach lema'arav
187 what?
187 by 135.
Amos.
Mi Mizrach lema'arav 187 v'sheva makom. And now we're going to just basically break it up. We're going to go from east to west. And it starts off with makom. Drisos ragla Yisrael achas asrei. 11 for where the Yisraelim go. Mean non-Kohanim. Esrim Amma. Umakum Drisos Ragle Kohanim Achas Esrei. And then another 11 Amas for the Kohanim. And then you have the Mizbeach, which is made up of 32 Amas. And then between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you have 22 Esrim Vishtayim Amma. Hahechal Mea Amma. The Hechal is 100 Amma. Achas Esrei Amma Achore Beis HaKapores. Behind. Now you're going from the Hechal, from the building, to the western wall of the Azara is 11 Amas. So, that's it, done. Meaning, that's it. That Mishnah Midos gives a full inventory of how to measure from the east to the west in the Azara. And those 32 Amas of the Mizbeach has to be made up of 6 Tefachim. If they are not made up of 6 Tefachim, if they're only made up of 5 Tefachim, that's a significant difference. Meaning, we went down from 192 down to 160. That's 32 Amas of Azara that's missing.
Yeah, but if you have the same 5 or 6, it's the same.
Yeah, but the Gemara assumes
the ratio is the same.
Okay, the Gemara assumes that when the Mishnah Midos is measuring the Azara and it says the number 187, that is a standard 187.
Where does it get from? Where did it get?
It's just an assumption, right? It's a fair
assumption. Is the key. If it was
correct,
everything would be fine.
Understood. But that I'm just telling you, the Gemara is working with that assumption that 187 is a standard Amma measurement. And if we just simply say that the Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach is made up of smaller Amas, so that's 160, that's 92 Tefachim shorter. 92 Tefachim, that's a lot.
This is the
Second Temple. So, Malcolm Dreeser's Ragley Khan, Chasre, Amma Mizbeach, Shoshim Mishnaim Ben Ulam, Lemizbeach, Chasim Mishnaim Amma. I did all this. El Cheka Amma. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, fine. So, we've had issues, meaning, we're trying to. We have a pasuk in Yecheskel, and the pasuk in Yecheskel describes smaller amas being used to measure the Mizbeach. The problem has been, that we've tried it vertically, we tried it horizontally, and either way you're fraught with problems. Meaning it's much simpler to just simply say that when we describe an Amma, we know what the Amma numbers are. 1, 5, 3, 1. We know what the Kadins are. 1, 1. One on the top, one for where the Kohanim walk. We know all those numbers. It's easy to say, and it works out beautifully, if each one of those Ammas is 6 Tfachim. The problem lies in the fact that this Pasuk in Yecheskel is describing shorter Ammas, so how are we going to do it? So the Gemara finally comes to some sort of suggestion, right? Conclusion, I guess you'll say. Ella, we're in the top, I'm sorry, bottom line of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, Ella. Cheka ama begova ama rochav. Kenisa gvula asfasa saviv. Loshna hachi veloshna hachi. So, the cheka ama is begova. Ama rochav is the kenisa, meaning we're going to make a blend. One ama going up, that is 5 tefach. One ama coming in, that's 5 tefach. And the rest of it is all 6 tefachim. Now, yes, it's true. We're going to be a little bit short, right? On the top, we're going to be a little bit short. A little bit short on the height, a little bit short on the horizontal, but a little bit is okay. The problem is when we wanted to apply every one of them to be 5 tefach, so then we missed the mark by a lot. But here, we're only going to miss it by a little bit, so the Gemara says, essentially, that's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's do it. Meaning, we're only going to use one, only the Yesod is going to be 5 tefach measuring. After that, everything else is going to be 6. Total height of the Mizbech is going to be 58. So that means that the halfway point is going to be 29. 58 divided in half is 29. So the Gemara says, from the Kronos to the Sovis is going to be 23. So from 23 down to... from 23 to the midpoint is going to be 6 Tfachim. And that's good. Utanan. Deganam, the Gemara says, you know what? Believe it or not, this is an acceptable pshat. It's meduik in the pesukim. Midichsiv cheka ama, the ama rochav. It says the cheka ama and the ama rochav. So shma mina. So good. So you see, the pasuk itself indicates that we're talking both from a vertical and a horizontal standpoint. And the Gemara basically says, not all the way up like we suggested before, but just one step up is going to be 5. One step in is going to be 5. Okay.
So how many tefach are we short from the
meaning, height? If we went up...
15.
Right? We thought that if we were just low with the numbers 1, 5, 3, 1, and each one of them would be 6, so then that would be 60. What the Gemara now is suggesting is that just this and just this are going to be, all right,
five.
Shorter. Right, your shortest
tefach. So
5,
1, so 15.
Right, 5 tefachim. And this is 5 tefachim.
Short 2 tefachim.
So it would be short 2 tefachim, so now the total is going to be 58. Okay, 58 tefachim. And let's just go on. I'm sorry, I did all this. And then the Gemara was medayik, deganamid, yachsiv, cheka ama, va'amarocha, shmamina. The kama ama beinonis. Okay, now, so far so good.
So that was the accepted one by Rambam also?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. But it right. That's certainly the Gemara's conclusion over here in Menachos. Then the Gemara says, "V'kama ama beinonis am Rav Yochanan shisha tefachim." So now, when we say an average amo, so what do we mean? We mean 6 tefachim. So am Rav Yosi bar Avin afan namin tanina. Rabbi Meir Omer. Now, all this, meaning our entire discussion that we had today, from the very beginning of today until this point in time. All this is right in our Mishnah, because, and I point this out in the Mishnah. You go to the Mishnah back on Daf Tzadi Vav, and we talked about the length of the table, the Shulchan. Now, here's what we know: the Shulchan is 1 by 2 Amma, right? That's what the Torah says, 1 by 2. So now, when we say 1 by 2, what do we mean? Meaning, which Tefach Amma are we using? 6 Tefach Amma or the 5 Tefach Amma? So, if you go back to the Mishnah, you reread the Mishnah, you realize, oh, that's a Machlokas. right? The kama so shochan arko yudverach v'chamisha lechem apanim arko yudverach v'hei. So according to the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be 5 by 10. Good, because he's using a 5 tefachama. And Rabbi Meir Omer Ashochan Arko Yud Beis Varach Vavav. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be 12 by 6 because he's using a 6 tefachama. Good. So Avana Mitanina Rabbi Meir Omer Ashochan Arko Shnaim Ve'eser Varach Vashisha Mechlad Dehavyei Ama Denefisha Minei. Okay? And there's an Ama which is larger than that. I'm sorry.
This is the Beinoni.
But Beinoni means there must be 3 if it's Beinoni.
Correct. The Gemara is about to point that out. Okay, good.
Beinoni means
average. The middle one.
Huh.
Okay. So far, so good. We have now a 5 tefachama, a 6 tefachama. The machlokus between the Tanaim, when I use the 5 tefachama versus the 6. The standard is the 6. That's the one that we use most often. For some of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, you use 5. According to Rav Meir, when I make kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rav Yehuda, when I make kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm also going to use the 5 tefach measurement, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. And you see that in our Mishnah, and so far so good. Okay, a little bit more for today.
So it's only 5 tefach for Yesod and Keresh.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara.
The entire Beit HaMikdash and Kelim.
And according to Rabbi Meir, the Kelim as well. All the Kelim.
Is it acceptable?
Again, I did not look it up, but I could cheat. Okay. The Rambam goes with
10 by 5.
The Rambam goes 10 by 5.
What that means? What?
Meaning that for all Kelim, he uses the 5 tefach measuring.
So for all kelim, plus the yisod and keren.
Yeah. Okay. Next, the Gemara says michlal. Okay, so that gets us to the point of havya amad nefisha mina. If we're saying that the 6 tefach is a beinoni, so that means there's something larger than that, and the Gemara says correct. V'hatanam, we learned in the Mishnah shtei amos hayu b'shushan habira. There were 2 measuring sticks in Shushan Habira. Do not be confused. We're not talking about the city of Shushan. The city of Shushan is where we came from to build the second temple. The city of Shushan is, you know exactly where it is. Okay. I don't know where it is. But you know exactly where it is. The city of Shushan is where we came in from the exile. There was part of the second temple, a chamber in the second temple, where there was a mural, a humongous mural that was drawn, and they actually drew a picture of the city of Shushan. Strange thing to draw on one of the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara will explain why they drew it.
Which one?
But before...
Inside the Heichal.
No. In the outer courtyard. The Gemara says, one on the... northeast corner of Achaz al Kerem Mizrach Drumis, and one in the southeast corner. Shal Kerem Mizrach Tzfonis Yisera al Shamosha Chazi Etzba. Now, there were Amma measuring sticks. The one on the Shal Kerem Mizrach Tzfonis. So the one on the northeast was larger than Moshe's Amma, meaning Moshe provided for us the standard Amma measuring stick, a 6 tefachim. In this chamber of Shushan Habira, so they had a measuring stick that was greater than Moshe's by chatzi etzba, half an inch. Shal kerem mizrachus dromis, I say yisera, Allah chatzi etzba. And there was one on the southeast that was even bigger, than larger than the one on the northeast by half an inch, meaning it was a full inch larger than the one that was Moshe. Nimsi yisera shal Moshe etzba, and it was bigger than Moshe by one etzba. Good. Larger Amma measuring sticks. For what purpose? Gemara goes on to explain. For lama, amru, achas gadol v'achas kadana, kadeshu a'um nimnot limbiktano, umachzirin bigadola, kadesh lo yavoli de mi'ila. So the Gemara says, once again, contracting with the Beis HaMikdash. Right? As we've pointed out time and again, contracting with the Beis HaMikdash. From a financial standpoint, from a bottom line standpoint, you'll never work in your favor. You're going to lose. But from a spiritual standpoint, obviously, you're always going to win. So what's going to happen is that you're going to contract. You contract, and you, when you have to measure your Amma, let's say you're contracted to build something, meaning not, we're not talking about the Mizbeach, but whatever, you're contracted to build something for the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to supply material, but when you go home and you measure, you have to take home with you the larger measuring sticks. So that means actually that you're going to have to provide more, even though the price you charge is going to be for the standard Amah, the Moshe Rabbeinu Amah, even though when you go back and you actually purchase, you're going to have to purchase a little bit more. The Gemara says, Kedei Shelo Yavo Lidei Mi'ila, because if you measure with Moshe's measuring stick, or an equivalent of that, could be that you're a little bit short, and it turns now that you got temple money, and you did not give the Beis HaMikdash its equivalent, its value. And then it turns out that you got more from the Beis HaMikdash than what you actually gave back, and you may violate the Esther of Mi'ila.
So okay. Is Moshe's stick the Beinoni?
Moshe's stick was the Beinoni. His was the standard. But then when you contracted to build or to provide, you had to go home and you had to use a larger one. So you, right, you got, I was going to say you got the short end of the stick, but no, you got the longer stick, but it's just to ensure that you don't use and usurp any of the temple funds.
It's strange that Moshe's stick would be Beinoni.
Well, it's called Beinoni only because there is a larger one than that. But it doesn't, right. V'tarti lamali, chadala kasba, v'dahava, v'chadala lebinyana. So the Gemara says, okay, but why two larger than Moshe's? Why one chatzi etzba and one a full etzba? So the Gemara says one's for gold and silver and the other one is for actual binyan, for actual building. So, right, and...
Actual building?
Meaning all building material. All building material. Okay, and for the gold and silver, apparently you'd only have to use a half etzba larger because that's very valuable. And, right, to have to provide, right, a full inch more for every amma, the Gemara says that's too much. So there you get a little bit of a break. You only have to give a chatzi etzba more. But when it's building material, a full inch greater. Okay, let's do a little bit more for today. Tanan Hasam. Shara Mizrach, the Eastern Gate. Okay? So now we are at the entrance of the Azara, or the Eastern Gate. Alav Shushan Habirat Sura. So there is this big picture of, it's a mural of the city of Shushan, Maitama. So here the Gemara asks the obvious question. It's a strange place to draw a picture of Shushan. So Rav Chist, Rav Yisrach, Bar Abdi Mechad, Amar Kedei She Yadu Meheichan Ba'u. So one explanation the Gemara gives is to remind us where we came from. Not exactly sure why.
It's
meaning,
after Purim, right?
This is when we came back to build the second temple. Yeah. After the whole story of Purim.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's giving significant support.
It was like giving praise to
him. It was like, right. Right. It was right. It's like, it was like, it was like praising him. It was political. Okay, whatever that means. I'm still not sure what all that means, but it was political. And the other explanation is to remember that we are not a autonomous state, meaning during the entire Second Temple period, we did not have the state of autonomy that we enjoyed during the First Temple. To help us remember that, so there was a picture of the mural of Shushan throughout the duration, the 420 years of the Second Temple. That mural reminded us, you know, this isn't it. Right, I share with you many times. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes LeYaakov, he has a thesis. He has a lot of support for it. That the Second Temple, we knew from the very inception, was not going to be a permanent structure, even though it lasted over four centuries. I mean, that's a long time, but still, he argues that we knew from the very beginning that it was going to be a temporary structure. One of his arguments is Argamar right over here, because Argamar says right over here that we drew Shushan Abir to remind us. Right, we're not autonomous. Amar Aviana, we'll get to the two dots, we'll stop. Amar Aviana, Lolam Te Emas, Malchus Alecha. Now you should have the fear of the government upon you. Shenemar Vayardukul Avadecha Ele Elai Vishach Vuli Lemor. Right, all your servants, Moshe says to Paro, all your servants are going to come and bow down to me. Now what he doesn't say to Paro is, and you're going to bow down to me. Because he's Paro, he's wicked, he's evil. But Moshe had respect, awe of Paro. Okay. The Iluli Didei Lo Kamerle. Another source, Rav Yochanan Mehachish Nemar V'Yadosh Maisal Eliyahu V'Yishanei Masnam V'Yaratz Lifnei Achav Ad Boach Yisraela. Achav had to travel. Now Achav, hard to get more wicked than Achav, right? Not that many who are more wicked than Achav, But meanwhile, he had to travel, and as a king, you need to travel with an entourage. And Eliyahu ran in front of the chariot of Ahab in order to accord respect to Ahab, even though Ahab was as wicked as they come. But Amos Malchus Alecha, you should still have a certain amount of fear of the Malchus, a certain amount of awe of the Malchus. Okay, we'll pause over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up at the two dots. And we'll continue more architectural design of the Beis HaMikdash. But yeah, come again.